Hi, and welcome to today's Easter Bible Readathon.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I'm playing the narrator.
Hi, I'm Luke, and I'll be playing Jesus.
Hi, I'm Mikey.
Hi, my name is Emma.
And we're playing the dinner guest.
Hi, I'm Cooper, and I'm playing Simon Peter, one of Jesus' friends.
Let's get started.
Jesus and his friends were getting ready to eat a Passover meal. This was a special meal God's people ate together once a year.
Can you smell the lamb? It smells so good.
As they ate the lamb, they would tell stories to remind each other about how God loved them and how he had rescued them from being slaves in Egypt. They would remind each other,
the lamb died instead of us.
And this year's Passover was very special. God was getting ready to show his love in new ways. Jesus was God's son and was about to do something no one had expected. He was about to show his love by washing his friend's stinky feet. One of Jesus' friends, Simon Peter, was shocked.
Jesus, are you going to wash my feet? You can't.
Now, the thing about feet back then was that people only wore sandals and not shoes. With cows and horses everywhere, you can imagine the dusty, dirty, stinky stuff that ended up on their feet. Peter could tell you.
Washing the dirt from our feet was a dreadful job only the lowliest servants would do. Who on earth would ever dream of volunteering to do it? Certainly not me.
But that didn't bother Jesus. He got up from the table, picked up a basin of water, knelt down, and started to wash his friend's feet. Peter really didn't like this.
No, Jesus, you should never, ever wash my feet.
Peter didn't understand about Jesus being the servant king.
Peter, if you don't let me wash away the dirt, you can't be closer to me. You don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will.
One by one, Jesus showed his love and taught them that he came to serve and not to be served. He washed everyone's feet, reminding them,
I'm doing this because I love you. Do this for each other.
Thanks for listening to today's Easter Bible Readathon. Tune in tomorrow as we share the story of Easter.